Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein korim et haMegillah." One may not read the Megillah. Velo malin, one cannot perform a brit milah. Velo tovlin, and one cannot. The way Rashi learns it is that tovel go to the mikveh. That someone who is obligated on their seventh day to go to the mikveh, like a zav or a tameh mate, that the individual when they go to the mikveh, that's what velo tovlin means. Tosafot, on the other hand, says it's connected to the next statement, which is velo mazin. Mazin is the sprinkling of the afer of the parah duma on the individual who is tamei meit. And the lo tovlim over here, Tosafot suggests, is not the tovlim of the person themselves going to the mikveh, but rather lekach nirak perish riva d'ochamay b'tzvilot ezov David biyomema, talking about the ezov when you dip the ezov into the liquid to sprinkle it. That is what the tovlim is here. So it's connected to the lo mazin afterwards. V'chein shomeret yom kineged yom, lo titbol ad shenetz hachama. She may not go to the mikveh until the sun rises. V'kulan she'asum meshala amud hashachar kasher. And all of them, if they did it from the time of dawn, then they are kasher. Alright, we're going to discuss all the pieces here, and I'm going to postpone speaking about shomeret yom kineged yom until the Gemara gets to it. But here we have a number of items, the Megillah, the Milah, Tevilah, Hazaah, and Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, those five items, which their mitzvah is at the beginning of the day. So we say that you should start at sunrise. And Bidyavad, if you started even from before sunrise, you started at dawn, then it's kasher. So now, Minalan, how do we know that these items are during the daytime? Damakra, V'yamim ha'elen nizkarim v'nasim, b'yom in, b'layla lo. So this is a reference to the Megillah and the Mitzvot of Purim, which is Vayamim Ha'ile Nizkarim. So these days are mentioned. That's the reading of Megillah and Asim are the Mitzvot of Purim. So they're Bayomin. You can do them during the day, but Laila lo. Mar says, V'leim Ateav Yituyuf to the Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Isn't this a problem, a refutation of the position of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi? Dam Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Chayav Adam Nikrot at the Megillah B'Laila, V'lishnota B'Yom. That a person has to read the Megillah at night and then repeat it again during the day. So here you see that you're supposed to read the Megillah at night, yet our Mishnah is indicating that you only read the Megillah during the day. Where it says, Kitani Adiyom. That's speaking about the daytime. So it's not coming to preclude the possibility of reading the Megillah at night. It's just telling you the Megillah or the mitzvah of Megillah during the day can only be started from Netzachama, from sunrise. It's not saying that there's only a Megillah reading during the day. There might be a Megillah reading at night, but that's not relevant to this Mishnah. What's relevant to this Mishnah is the Megillah reading during the day must be done during the day. When does the day start? When the sun rises. And that's what it means here, that the Megillah is read after sunrise on the day of Purim. Right, Vayami means these days. But the Gemara says that the fact that it expressed it in the terminology Yamim, which we find in other places in the Torah, that the Gemara darshans when it says Shivat Yamim for 7 days. Again, the word day can have two meanings. We discussed this in the past, that a Yom can mean 24 hours, or Yom can mean daytime. So over here, what the Gemara is saying in this instance is that the word Yamim means days, but days located, but narrowed to the time days, the daytime of the days. So because the word has both meanings, the Gemara is saying that over here, the meaning of the word Yamim is not simply the days, meaning 24 hours, but the days, meaning the daytimes of. And so by defining it that way, they come out with the word, even though that Pashtura Pasuk, it also comes and tells you that it can only be done during the day. Now, you can ask, and this is the problem that we have, that we've dealt with this in the Gemara and Sukkah, is sometimes the Gemara says it's this way and sometimes other ways. And it's not clear, Gemara, you have to have some sort of Mesorah that when the word Yom or Yamim are used, that it means either 24 hours or it means daytime. And without that, it's unclear. I mean, you could read the psukim in either way, since the word has both meanings to it. So your Chazal are saying that the word yamim here means yamim during the daytime and not just yamim days. All right. Velo malin, dichtiv, uviyom hashmini, imo besar alato. On the day, the eighth day, meaning daytime, you have to do the milah. Now, that's interesting because this has a number of ramifications, including what happens after the eighth day. Now, we know that in terms of a milah before the eighth day, that that's not a kosher milah. The milah must only be done on the eighth day. So on the eighth day, it has to start after sunrise on the eighth day because it's the daytime in which the milah is performed. And then we have a general principle, which we'll see again, as mentioned again here, which is Rizim Makdim in the Mitzvot. So we try to do it early as possible in the day, time of the eighth day. But what happens to a Milah Shelo Bizmana? What happens if the Milah is not on the eighth day? Is there still a requirement to be done during the day? That happens to be a Machloket Tanaim, as to whether there is still a requirement to do the Milah during the day after the eighth day, or does it mean from Yom HaShmini V'Hala, from the eighth day and onward? So on the eighth day itself, there is a requirement to do it in the daytime. But after that point, you can do it any time after the daytime. Rashi himself mentions that with regards to tefillah in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the way Rashi defines tefillah is going to the mikveh. And he says that the requirement to go to the mikveh on the seventh day for the tamei meit and for the zav is during the daytime. But what happens if they don't go to the mikveh on the seventh day? Can they go after that? They can even go at night after that. They can go on the night after the seventh, and then they can go on the eighth day or the eighth day at night, and so on and so forth. The requirement to go during the day is only when you do it on the day itself, the seventh day. But after that, you can do it anytime you want. So you could say the same thing. I mean, there are Tanaim that say that with regards to Yom HaShmini. And there are those that say, no, it's only during the daytime that you can perform Milah. And that's even the case with Milah Shelo Bizmana. Then the Rabbeinu Ephraim raises an issue here in the Tosafot, which is really a Sugyo and Kiddushin. But he asks, if that's the case, why does the Gemara and Kiddushin need a specific miut to say that a woman is Turah from the Milah if it's really a mitzvah Aseishas Mangrama? Because over here we're saying that the mitzvah of Milah is only during the day and not at night. That makes it into a mitzvah asei shazman grama. So Tosafot gives two answers here. One answer is that it's a mitzvah asei that includes karet with it. And since it has a karet, you would have thought that even though it's mitzvah asei shazman grama, because of its severity, the women would also be chayavot in it. And that's what the pasuk or the miut comes to teach you, that women are pturot. Or Tosafot says that inami lemila shelo bizmana ukamanda mar denogim ben beyom ben belaila. It's according to the one who says that mila shelo bizmana, meaning mila after the eighth day, can be done day and night. So that it's really not called a mitzvah aseisha zman grama, because once the mitzvah comes into effect, meaning on the eighth day, from that time period forward, it is continuous. Because then you could do the mila at any time. So that's according to the Mandamar, who says you could do Mila at night. But Eino Hanami, according to the one who says that you can only do Mila during the day after the eighth day, it would be a mitzvah aseisha zman grama. You wouldn't need that miut in the Gemara and Kiddushin. So it's an important discussion there in the Rishonim. Tosafot's bringing up an issue about how you define mitzvah aseisha zman grama. What is called? Is it a time-bound mitzvah? Or is it a mitzvah that is driven by time? So those two definitions we saw when we did those Gemarot, that there is a machlok to Rishonim, and over here Tosafot is dealing with that with regards to Milah after the eighth day. Is that called a mitzvah aseisha zman grama because you can't do it until the eighth day? Or is it not a mitzvah aseisha zman grama because from the eighth day and onward you can do it day or night, at least according to those Tanaim that believe that that's the case? All right, now we move on to the next item in the Mishnah. It says, velo tovlim velo mazlin. Dichtiv, as it says, vihiza hatohor ala tamei, that the Torah will sprinkle on the Tamei, Bayom HaShivi'i. So that's on the seventh day. Ve'itkish Tvilah LaHazayah. And Tvilah, there is some sort of connection, juxtaposition of Tvilah to Hazayah, because it says at the end of the Pasuk, Rachatz B'mayim. So Rachatz B'mayim V'taher. So the Rechitza, which is the Tvilah according to Rashi, that connects it to the Hazayah. On the other hand, Tosafot's going to have to learn that the connection here is between the Tvilah of the Izov and Hazah, which is B'taval B'mayim V'Hizah, that you dip it into the water, the Meinidah, and then you sprinkle with it. So that Tvilah is talking about the Izov into the Meinidah, and then you sprinkle it. According to Rashi, it is the Hazayah of the Paraduman, the individual, and then his trip to the Mikveh. Those are connected because the end of the Pasuk says V'rachatz B'mayim. But in both those instances, we have a requirement of Bayom HaShvi'i. It has to be done during the daytime. Now, v'chein, shomeret yom k'neged yom, lo tidvol ad shetedei tzachama. Shomeret yom k'neged yom should only go to the mikveh once the sun rises. So now, the shomeret yom k'neged yom, let's just take a step back and understand the din of nidah min haTorah. The din of nidah min haTorah is that if a woman has any sighting of dam, of any menstrual dam, then she is tmeah for shiv'a yamim, for 7 days. Irrespective of whether she sees dam or she doesn't see dam, she's now tmeah for 7 days. Once she reaches the seventh day, after the seventh day has passed, as soon as, if she gets through the end of the seventh day, she can go to the mikveh, and then she is tahor. Even if she was seeing dam all day on the seventh day, doesn't matter. As long as she stops by the end of the seventh day, and then she goes to the mikveh on that night, she's now tehora. That is the din of nida min haTorah. At that point, she now enters into what's called the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Those 11 days, which are after those first 7 days of Tuma, the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, were called like the equivalent of being on probation. Which is that during those days, if she doesn't see any dam, she has no sightings, then there's no question she is Torah. On the other hand, if she sees some dam during those days, then the first day she sees dam, she's what we call a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. The second day, if she sees sequentially 2 days in a row, she sees dam, then she's also a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees dam 3 days in a row, then she becomes a Zava, or otherwise sometimes known as a Zava Gdola. And a Zava Gdola requires what we call Shiva Nikiim. Then she has to have a cessation of seeing dam for 7 days, plus she will bring a korban afterwards. Our practice today is to be choshesh that all women are Zavot Gedolot, and therefore we require the rewaiting of the Shiva Nikiim. And we do that combined. We wait the 5 days because of the Poleta Shechvat Zera. So that's a different din. We wait 5 days of Tumah, minimum of 5 days of Tumah, and then the 7 days of Taharat. That's what we do today. Benot Yisrael Hechmiru Alatzman. But Min HaTorah, you have the 7 days of Tumah for the Nidah. After that, you enter into the 11 days Yemei Zivah. And Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom means that if she has a sighting one day during those 11 days, on the subsequent day, she goes to the mikveh, and as long as she doesn't see dam that day, she becomes tehora. And the same thing if she sees dam 2 days in a row. Then on the 3rd day, she just goes to the mikveh. If she doesn't have a sighting on that day, then she is tehora. And again, if she has 3 sightings in a row, then she becomes a zava. So what we're speaking about here is the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She had a sighting of dam on one of her days of Yemei Zivah, the 11 days of Yemei Zivah. So now it comes to the nighttime. You would have thought the possibility that at nighttime already she can go to the mikveh, because that's the beginning of the new day. And she's now gone a portion into the new day. So maybe she should go ahead and go to the mikveh at that point, and then wait to finish off the day, b'tahara. So what the Mishnah tells us is, that's not the case. That she has to wait until the morning in order to go to the mikveh. And that's what the Gemara wants to understand now. Pshita, why would you have thought otherwise? How is this any different than any other person that goes to the mikveh? So, in terms of Rashi's explanation of the Mishnah, we already mentioned tefillah in the Mishnah, so what is Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom being singled out for? According to Tosafot, the question is a general question, not because the Mishnah mentions tefillah, because that tefillah is not about going to the mikveh, but a general question, why is Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, why would you have any consideration to be different than other tefillot? It says, Itzrich. It should be no different than the first sighting of a zav, right? A zava is a woman. A zav is the male when he has a zav emission. If he has a first emission, then zav itkish the balkeri. The first sighting of a zav has the same din as a balkeri, someone who has a seminal emission. In the case of a seminal emission, all you have to do is, once after you've had it, you're tamei for that day, you go to the mikveh on the day that you had the seminal mission, and by nightfall you are tahor. So the first sighting of the zav has that same din. So now we would have thought that the din of the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is equivalent to a zav who has a first sighting. Dichtiv, zotrat zav, vashir teitze mimenu shechvat zara. This is the din of a zav, as well as someone who has a seminal mission. Mak balkeri tovel bayom, just like a balkeri goes to the mikveh that day, hanami litvo biyome. So too, maybe a shomeret yom keneged yom should go to the mikveh this same day she has a sighting. She'll have the sighting on that day, she'll go to the mikveh, and then when the sun sets in the day, she'll be tohara. V'ha biyomama lo matzitavlo. But that's not the case, because during the day, that day she can't go to the mikveh. Dichtiv. Kol yomei zova kemishkav nidata yela. So therefore, it says, Ko yimei zova, as long as she has sighting, the zova, she's having a sighting of dam, then she has a din, kemishkav nidata yela. She has a status of being like a nida. And so since that iye says that behavyata tehe, she will remain in that status of nida for the entire day, she's unable to go to the mikveh on that day. unlike a Zav, or unlike a Balkeri, who can go to the mikvah on the day of their sighting and then be Tahor that night, she's going to have to wait till the subsequent day, because on the day that she has the sighting, she has a full-fledged din like a Nida. So where it says, B'leil Yamiat Le'avid, so this is the Havamina, so fine, she can't go during the day of her Tumah, maybe she should go that night. So Gemara says, because Avid Miksat Shimor Vitidvo, she'll go into the nighttime, she'll do a little bit of Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, meaning she'll begin the next day and not have a sighting, next day being already at the nighttime, and then she'll go to the mikveh, Kamash Malon. That's what it comes to teach us. Kevan Debayis Sfira, since she requires enumeration of the days, Sfira B'Yomamahi. Sfira, counting of days of Tahara, can only be done during the day. And that is because the Shiva Nikiyim by the Zavag Dola, it says, V'safra la shivat yamim. You have to count the 7 days. So that means that a sfira, or counting towards Tahara, can only take place during the daytime. So that's the Chiddush here. The Chiddush here is that the Shomeret Yom, Keneged Yom, you might have thought, should be able to go to the mikveh at night. She'll have a sighting during the day. By the nightfall, she'll wait a couple minutes, and then she can go to the mikveh. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. She has to wait until the next morning to go to the mikveh. Why would I thought she should be able to go to the mikveh that night? Because she shouldn't be any different than a Zav and a Balkeri. Zav and Balkeri, who have an emission, they can go to the mikveh right away, and by sunset they are Tahor. So she can't do that because she has a status of Nida all day. But as soon as her status of Nida lifts, by nightfall, she should be able to go to the mikveh. Kamash Malan, that's not the case, and that she must go during the day because she requires Sfira for Tahara, and Sfira can only be done during the day, and therefore she can only go to the mikveh once the sun rises on the next morning. Now, what is important from this is that Tosafot points out over here that in terms of counting of Miksat Hayom Kekulo, Miksat Hayom Kekulo only applies from the daytime and not from nighttime. Rashi in the Gemara Pesachim, Rashi in Nida, has a very difficult and interesting shita that you can say Miksat Hayom Kekulo even for the nighttime. Even on the night before, you can count that as Miksat Hayom Kekulo. Tosfot over there takes Rashi to task, disagrees with him. One of his proofs is our Gemara over here. One of his proofs is here that the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, she must wait until the morning time. We don't say Miksat Hayom Kekulo because she had a nighttime that started and then go to the mikveh. We say she must wait into the daytime to be considered Miksat Hayom Kekulo. And his proof is our Gemara here that says there's a demand that Soferet Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom must be done during the daytime and not the night before. Alright, Bekulan Shasu, Mishale Amud HaShachar Kasher. All these items, if they're done from Amud HaShachar, is Kasher. Menahane Mile. How do you know that's true? So Amar Rova Damer Kra, Vayikra Lukim Naor Yom. Because it says that God called the light daytime. Lemeir Uba Kara Yom. As the light starts to break through and come, that is called daytime. That is Alot HaShachar, that's dawn. As the light starts to cross, come over the horizon, that is the daytime. Ulemiato L'choshech Kara Laila. Well, if that's the case, what are you going to do with the other half of the Pasuk, which says, L'choshech, and to darkness he called Laila. Well, if you're going to define Choshech the same way you defined Or, that means the Machshich Uba Kara Laila. As the darkness approaches, then it's night already. Which would mean that it's night after sunset, but before Tzeit HaKochavim. The Gemara says, how could you say that? HaKaimelon Dat Tzeit HaKochavim, Lav Lailo. It's not nighttime until Tzeit HaKochavim. So here the Gemara is certain about two things. One thing that it's certain about is that nighttime is only after Tzeit HaKochavim. Shkia is not the end of the day. Tzeit HaKochavim is nighttime. In addition to that, the Gemara is saying the same thing with regards to Amud HaShachar. That Amud HaShachar, dawn, is the beginning of the day. So daytime is from dawn until Tzeit HaKochavim. So El Amar Rabbi Zeira, so that can't be the proof anymore because you can't read the parallel statement in Choshech that you do with Yom. Otherwise you're going to have a Stira here because then you're going to have it be that dawn is the beginning of the day and Shkia and sunset is the end of the day. And that would create a problem of parallel structure in the day, and I'll explain that in 1 second. El Amar Rabbi Zeira Mihacha. He says the pasuk's from here, from the pasuk in Nehemiah. Here they are building the walls of Yerushalayim, but they are under danger of attack because the people around them don't want them to finish the walls of Yerushalayim because then they will be secure and then they'll be able to reestablish the city. Nobody's really living in the city of Yerushalayim. They live around the city of Yerushalayim, not in the city itself. So they're working at the time. And it says there with regards to Nehemiah describing how they worked, it says, "Vanachnu osim b'malacha." We are doing the work. Vechetziam machazikim b'remachim, and the other half of them are holding on to their spears. Me'alot ha'shachar tzeita kochavim, from dawn until nightfall. Ve'omer, and it says that in the next pasuk, it says, "Gam be'itahi amarti la'am." I said to the people, "Ish v'naro yalinu b'toch Yerushalayim." Don't go home. Stay inside of Yerushalayim. Vayu lanu alayla mishmar vayom melacha. And we will guard the city at night, and we will work during the day. So now the Gemara wants to understand, why do you need two psukim to prove this? The first pasuk seems to prove this, which is the melacha. We worked from dawn until tzeit kochavim. So why do I need the second pasuk? My va'omer. What is that coming to teach you? V'chitem mishalud amuch l'shachar lav yomamahu. Maybe from dawn is not daytime. U'michiar v'shim shalelia. And when the sun sets, it's night. V'inu. So why are they saying they worked from dawn until tzeit kochavim? They were mekadrei mechashchei. They came to work early, and they left from work late. Meaning that they worked longer than the day. The daytime is from sunrise until sunset. But they were working. They worked from the time it was light out till the time it was dark out. So they started at Olot HaShachar and they ended at Tzeit HaKochavim. But they're not defining what day is. So Tashma, that's what the second pasuk comes to teach you, which says, "Vayu alanu halayla mishmar v'hayom milacha." We worked during the day. So if we work during the day, then that is the definition of day. What is day? They weren't doing more. They weren't doing an excess of normal work. They worked the daytime shift. What was the daytime shift? From Olot HaShachar until Tzeit HaKochavim. And from that you learn that day is from Alot HaShachar until Tzeit HaKochavim. Now if you remember, we discussed this in the Gemara in Pesachim in the ninth parak, as well as in the first parak in the Gemara in Brachot, and also in Pamim Balikim in the Gemara in Shabbat, with regards to the problem of Ben HaShmashot. The problem exists both in the morning and in the evening, which is that the light of the sky is different than the time that the sun sets or the sun rises. So at sunset, the sun leaves the horizon at a certain point because we no longer, based on where we are situated on earth, can see where the sun is. Obviously, the sun's not moving. We are moving. But the way it looks to us, the sun is moving. It dips below the horizon. We can no longer see the sun. But even when the sun is below the horizon, there's still light in the sky. And that has to do with the atmosphere, that the refraction of the light from the sun at a certain angle will continue to be there until the sun moves to a point where that angle is too great and it won't light up the sky anymore. But what that means is that the sun leaves the horizon at one point, but light only leaves the horizon at a much later time. The same is true in the morning. As the sun comes to rise, then the sky will be light before the actual sun rises above the horizon. So you have a parallel between the morning and the night. The Ben HaShmashot of night is also the Ben HaShmashot of the morning. They have a similar issue, which is daytime defined by sunrise and sunset? Or is daytime defined by dawn and Tzeit HaKochavim? Or in essence, the question is it have to do with this sunrise or it has to do with light? Is light the beginning of the day and then the end of the day is when there's no more light? Or is it that when the sun rises or sun sets, that's when day and night come about? Our Gemara is unequivocal here that it has to do with dawn and Tzeit HaKochavim. And therefore, there is no question here as to the length of a day begins Alot HaShachar and ends at Tzeit HaKochavim. Now, the question that arises here then is, our Mishnah says that when it comes to sunrise, that's the time to do the mitzvah. But if you did it Mishaleh Amud HaShachar, if you did it from dawn, then it is okay. Why do we say do it at sunrise? Because not everybody's baki at when the end of the night is and the beginning of dawn is. So in order to avoid the problem of subjective trying to figure out when that turning point is or that threshold is between night and dawn, we said everybody, sunrise is a clear thing. You can see the sunrise above the horizon. So there, all mitzvot are done after sunrise. But b'diavad, if you did the mitzvah back from Alot HaShachar, it's fine because it really is daytime already. The question arises, at nighttime, why is that not the same way? At nighttime, we have a concept, the Ben HaShmashot, in which we don't do mitzvot. If a mitzvah has to be done at night, we only do it after Tzeit HaKochavim, because there's this Ben HaShmashot period, which is the period of time between Shkia and Tzeit HaKochavim, and that period of time is like a twilight, where we don't do mitzvot at night. Why don't we say the same thing, that the mitzvah should be done mit Tzeit HaKochavim, and that's it. Just like by here, there's no question that daytime is from Alot HaShachar, then there should be no question that daytime only ends at Tzeit HaKochavim. How come we don't have that parallel at night with regards to the halacha? So it's a good question. It seems that Tosafot is addressing this question when he asks the question. If you see that, Hakaimlan dim tzeta kochim lelehu. V'im tomar, they came into the Kaimlan betzeta kochim havi lailia imkena, my pligi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda b'benesh mashot. Why is everybody arguing about benesh mashot? Limru betzeta kochavim. That's it. Bottom line is, night is tzeta kochavim. What does this benesh mashot matter at all? V'yesh lomar. Tosafot says, that's exactly the problem here. Da'af b'shi'ur tzeta kochavim yesh chiluk. He says, wait a minute, there is a problem here, which is, when is Tzeita Kochavim? And that's the machloket. This idea of Benesh Mashot is because there is a question as to when Tzeita Kochavim begins. Because Kochavim come out earlier, there are other Kochavim that come out later, which are the ones that determine when Tzeita Kochavim is. And so that's basically what we're arguing about is, when is that threshold of Tzeita Kochavim? How close is that to Shkia? How far away is that from Shkia? And that leads to this period of Benesh Mashot, of a period of uncertainty as to whether we've really crossed over the threshold of Tzeita Kochavim. Now, what's interesting here is that the Gemara here gives this pasuk from Nehemiah as definitive proof, the fact that nighttime starts at Tzeita Kochavim. Yet, on the Gemara in Brachot and Daf Bet Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Zecher LeDavar. So it's not absolute proof. It's just a good hint to the fact that that's the case. Why is it over here the Gemara says no questions asked that it's Tzeita Kochavim is nighttime, and over there in the Gemara it says okay, it's Zecher LeDavar. It seems it's a nice idea. It's not an absolute proof. So Tosafot differentiates between what the Gemara is discussing over there and what we're discussing over here. Here we're discussing the din of nighttime and daytime. And with regards to nighttime, Tzeita Kochavim is clearly nighttime. It's clearly Laila. The problem is that by Kriyat Shema, the din is Kima and Shchiva. So the din to say Kriyat Shema night is Zman Shchiva. That's where we don't know when that time is. So yes, we know when nighttime is, but we don't know when Zman Shchiva is. And so that might be different. I mean, that nighttime might start before Zman Shchiva. So you don't have an absolute, you have a time period when you know it's Laila, but that doesn't prove that that's also Zman Shchiva. Gemara's conclusion is that it is. That Tzeita Kochavim is the time of Zman Shchiva, and that's when you can say Kriyat Shema. But certain mitzvot that require Laila and not Shchiva, and the same thing will be true in the morning, that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema might not require Netzach Hama. All these mitzvot here, we say you have to wait until sunrise. How come by Kriyat Shema, nobody says you have to wait until sunrise until you say Kriyat Shema? Except for the Balei HaTosafot, there's a Shita in the Gemara and Yoma that they have, that you can only say Kriyat Shema after sunrise. But almost everybody, in the way we paskin, is that you can say Kriyat Shema before Netzach Hama. You don't have to wait. So you can answer the same way again, is because the din by Kriyat Shema is a din in Kima. It's not a din in Yom. It's not that you say it during the daytime, but rather it's a din in Kima, a time when you wake up. And so wake up time may be different than Yom. And that's why it's not bounded by this Netzach Hama. But Moshe Feinstein, in one of his tshuvot, has a big chiddush. He says, here the Mishnah lays out all those items that you have to say Minetzah Chama. He says, absent from this list is tefillah, is davening. He says, we never find in this list, nor do we find in the Gemara and Brachot anywhere, that there's a requirement to daven after sunrise. Now he says that the Gemara there says that Vatikim hayu mitpalim imen Netzah Chama, that they used to daven with sunrise. He says, well, that's the chatchila, as the Gemara there says. The chatchila, you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei with sunrise. If you don't do that, then that's a mitzvah minu mufkar. If you don't do that, you can daven all the way until the fourth hour according to Rabbi Yehuda, to the chatzot according to the chachamim. So he says the same thing beforehand. Why? You can daven before Netzach Hama. You can daven before sunrise, because it's only mitzvah minu mufkar to daven at sunrise. But before sunrise, you can daven then as well, because we find nowhere in the Gemara of a limitation of not davening before sunrise. Based on that, he's matir for people b'shat adchak, people who are in a very difficult situation, have to go to work, and they're unable to daven after Netzach Hama. He says that they can daven b'diavad, they can daven before Netzach Hama because of this. He says it's a chiddush gadol, and therefore he's not willing to just give it as a blanket heter. So he says because it's a shat adchak, combined with his chiddush, he's willing to allow people to daven before Netzach Hama. That's the way we paskin that when a person's in a very difficult situation or has to travel, has to go to work, then in those instances that there might be a dispensation to daven before Netzach Hama. Again, we discourage it. We try our best not to do it. But if one is stuck in that position, they can daven in the period of time between Alot HaShachar and Netzach Hamah. Right, now we move on to the next Mishnah. This is a very famous Mishnah. It has ramifications all through Shas, this Mishnah, which is Kol Hayom Kasher LeKriyat HaMegillah. You can read Megillah all day. Ule Kriyat HaHalel. As well as Hallel, you can read Hallel all day. Ule Tkiyat Shofar. The mitzvah of Shofar is during the day. All day you can blow the Shofar. Nitilat Lulav. The taking of the Lulav can be done all day. Tehit Palel HaMusafim. Tfilat HaMusafim is Kol Hayom. You can daven all day. Tfilat Musaf. Ule Musafim. And the Korbanei Musaf themselves can be brought all day. So what you have here, we're going to continue the list in a second, but what you have here is a number of mitzvot, whose mitzvah is during the day. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is that, even though there's a din of zrizim makdimin the mitzvot, and therefore we encourage you to do it as early as possible in the day, nevertheless, you can, if you don't do zrizim makdimin the mitzvot, you have permission to do the mitzvah the entire day. And that's, these mitzvot are all kshirim the entire day. So we listen to these. Now we're going to continue. The vidui parim, and the vidui that's done on the parim. Here the parim referred to the par helem dover shel tzibur, as well as the par kohen mashiach. Sometimes the Mishnah uses the word parim in plural to reference not only the par helem dover shel tzibur, but also the par of Yom HaKippurim. The reason that they may not say it this time is because the Mishnah itself enumerates vidui Yom HaKippurim, even though that might refer to the seir and not to the par. Nevertheless, because it's enumerated separately, Rashi over here says the vidui parim is referring to the par helem davar shel tzibur, which is a case where Beit Din paskin of Eder Halacha incorrectly, and the rov of Bnei Israel acted upon that psak halacha. The same is true of par kohen mashiach, which is the kohen gadol, who, on pi of his psak, which was a wrong psak, he does something and does an aveira, he brings a par kohen mashiach. Well, the vidui maser, the saying of the parsha of vidui maser, has to be done during the day, and it can be done all day. Levidu Yom HaKippurim, the Vidu of Yom HaKippurim on the Seir HaMishtaleach, that can be done all day. L'smicha, when you have a korban that requires smicha, placing your hands on it. L'shchita, the shechting of a korban. L'tnufa, the wave offering, anything that requires a wave offering. L'hagasha, l'hagasha is for a mincha. Mincha is required when you bring a korban mincha to the Mikdash, then before it gets the komets taken off of it, you have to take it and touch it to the corner of the Mizbeach, on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. You touch it to that corner in order to be Mekadeshit. And then the Kmitza, afterwards you take off a Kometz from it. Ulhaktara, laktara is placing of the Kometz on the Mizbeach. Limelika, that's for an oaf for birds in the Mikdash. The way that they're shechted is through Melika. Ulikabala, Kabalat Adam, that is done. Ulhazaya, the sprinkling of the dam. All these items can only be done during the day. And the kasher to be done all day. Ashkayat sota, to giving the sota to drink the mea mirarim, has to be done during the day and is kasher all day. Afrifat egla, breaking the neck of the egla, an egla rufa, when they find a body that was of someone who was murdered between two cities, and they're trying to be mechaper in the interim for the dam that was spilled until they find the murderer. Utarata mitzara, and the process of Tarat HaMitzvah also has to be done in the day and can be done all day. So these are mitzvot that are Kol Hayom Kasher. They're Kasher all day. Kol HaLaila Kasher. Now we have mitzvot that the mitzvah is at night, and when the mitzvah is at night, the entire night is Kasher for it. So Kol HaLaila Kasher, the Ktzirat HaOmer, to the harvesting of the Omer that will be used to make the Omer and bring the Korban HaOmer. Lehekter Chalavim Ve'Evarim, the placing of the fats and the ivarim on the mizbeach from the korbanot that can be placed all night on the mizbeach. Zaklal, here's the principle. Devar shemitzvato biyom, any mitzvah that is a daytime mitzvah, kasher kol hayom, you can do it any time during the day. Devar shemitzvato b'layla, a mitzvah that is at night, then kol halayla, kasher, then the entire night is kasher kol halayla for doing of that mitzvah. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a question about all of these mitzvot as to why we know that these are mitzvot that are done during the day. And the assumption is, once we know that they're done during the day, that they can be done all day. The only question you might want to ask is, we had a Mishnah just a second ago, and that Mishnah described five items that can only be done in Netzach Hamah. Now, those are all mitzvot that can be done during the day. So why is it that, first of all, these Mishnah is split from the Mishnah over here. Because the same din should apply to those items that are enumerated in the previous Mishnah, as well as the ones that are enumerated in this Mishnah. And the same is vice versa. I mean that the din of Kol Hayom should apply to all the mitzvot that are found in the previous Mishnah. So why is it that the Mishnayot split these lists in half, and then there's no overlap between them? So the way that the Mishonim deal with that here, the Rashba, the Ritva, and others, they say that the Mishnah is bringing you items that are chidushim. For instance, in the first Mishnah, all of the items there that are mentioned, it's a chiddush that they are mentioned there, because you would have thought possibly that they shouldn't start at sunrise, that maybe they should start at another time. And again, one of the examples would be Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, as we saw before, that the Gemara had a Havamina that should be done at night, and it says, no, Kamash Malan during the day. So that's true of all those mitzvot. Megillah is the same thing. Megillah, you read in the Megillah at night. So you would think, okay, you can read it at night. Why do you have to wait until Netzach Chama? So then again, that's the Chiddush. All of these items have a Chiddush in them. And then, why does the second Mishnah not enumerate the items from the first Mishnah? The Ritva has a novel way to explain that. He says, because our Mishnah begins, Kol Hayom Kasher, the Kriyat HaMegillah. Kriyat HaMegillah is the first item mentioned in the previous Mishnah. The Ritva says, that means Kriyat HaMegillah, dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot means Kriyat HaMegillah and all those other four items that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. And now it's continuing with additional items. So that's the way the Ritva deals with this and explains why these Mishnayot are broken into two different Mishnayot. Now, the other Achronim, like the Pnei Yoshua, explain that actually it's not true. Of the five mitzvot that are mentioned in the previous Mishnah, only Kriyat Megillah is a mitzvah that's only done during the daytime. The other four mitzvot are not something that is done only during the daytime. Rashi, as we quoted before, Rashi on the Mishnah says that if you go for a tefillah, that's only true on your seventh day of tefillah. If a tamei mate or a zav on his seventh day goes to the mikveh, he must join during the day. But after the seventh day, he can do it at night during the day, he's already fine. So the same thing with milah. According to those tanaim that believe that milah after the eighth day can be done night and day, then it's not true that it can only be done during the day. On the specific day itself that the primary mitzvah exists, yes, it can only be done during the day. But after that point, these mitzvot can be accomplished even not during the daytime. So based on that, that's why the Mishnah split them. The Mishnah says Kriyat HaMegillah on both of them, because Kriyat HaMegillah is something that, number one, starts in Netzach Chama, but is also something only done during the day. On the other hand, when it comes to the other four mitzvot mentioned in the previous mitzvah, it can only be done starting at Netzach Chama. You're right, that's a trigger or a threshold to start the mitzvah. From that point forward, those mitzvot can be done during the day and night, and that's why they're not enumerated in the next Mishnah. Now, it's not so true, because when it comes to the Megillah, the same thing is true by the Megillah. The Megillah has a mitzvah at night, and has a mitzvah during the day. So we'll address that in a second when it comes to the mitzvah that are kasher kol halayla, that the Mishnah did not enumerate Megillah. A mitzvah that's kasher all the night, so then here the Mishnah mentions chekter chalavim ve'varim, and it mentions Ktzirat Omer. Why does it mention Megillah, which is a mitzvah of the night? So from this, the Ran concludes, and other Rishonim point out, that the reading at night is not the Ikar reading. The reading at night, even though Rabbi Shulman Levi's statement is, we read it at night and repeat it during the day, the truth is, we read it during the day, and we also read it at night before. But the Ikar, Kriyat HaMegillah, is during the day, and for that reason, we make a Shechiyanu on the Megillah again during the day. Even though we made a Shechiyanu at night by the Megillah, when we read it again during the day, we make a Shechiyanu. Now, there are others who say, no, we say the Shechiyanu for the Mitzvot Hayom, and that's what we have in mind for the Mitzvot Hayom, which include Mishloach Manot, the Suda, and the Matanot the Avyonim. But, according to the Ran, that's not the case. We say Shechiyanu just on the Megillah, because the Ikar Kriyah is during the day, and the night reading is only a additional reading. Right now, the Gemara asks about each of these items, Minolan. Where do we know this is true? Domar Kra, again by Megillah, we know by Yamim Eilin, Iskarim, and Asim. Kriyat HaAlel, this should remind us, we're closing up the Perek here. This takes us back to the beginning of the Perek. If you remember, in the beginning of the Perek, the Gemara wanted to know, how do you know that Halel cannot be read out of order? That a Korel Mafreya by Halel doesn't work? The Gemara quoted this Pasuk, Tichtiv, this was Rabba's reasoning, Mizrach Shemesh Admivo'o Mulal Shem Hashem. So Mizrach Shemesh Admivo'o was describing the daytime. So Halel is done during the daytime. It also describes a pattern that is continuous, which is Mizrach Shemesh Admivo, from the sunrise until the sunset, something that is always the same order, always sequential, and that's why you have to read it in order. Now, Rav Yosef Omer, Mara here is, we have a Girsa, Rabbi Yossi, but it's Rabbi Yossi. If you look back in the beginning of the parak, it also uses Rabbi Yossi. Omer, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, Nagila Venis Mechavo. So Zeh Hayom. This is the day. So during the day is Asa Hashem. That's when we're Nagila Venis Mechavo. And same thing over there. Zeh Hayom means Zeh Hayom has to be in this order, meaning that there is a order to what we do here, that the Yom, it's just like the day, comes in order, and that this is the Zeh, is the way it's done. So therefore, it has to be read sequentially, but it also means Zeh Yom, that it also Halal is only done during the daytime. Tilat Lulav, how do you know that taking the Lulav is done during the day? Dechtev lakachtum lachem bayom harishon, bayom, in the daytime. Utkiat shofar, dechtev yom trua yelachem. Again, the word Yom is being used here. In each of these instances, the Gemara is not using Yom as being day, 24 hours, but Yom meaning daytime. Ulemusafim dechtev, by the Musafim it says, Davar Yom bi Yomo. Each day, they have the Korbanot ha Musafim. So, Davar Yom bi Yomo. So now, that teaches us about the Korban itself, can only be brought during the day. Ulutfilat ha Musafim. And Tfilat Musaf, Kim Musafim Shabu ha Rabbanon. Rabbanon put the Tfilat Musaf, Kneged ha Musafim. So if the Musafim can only be brought during the day, then certainly Tfilat Musaf can only be done during the day. And that's important that Musaf has a different status as a Tfilah than the other Tfilot. Gemara and Brachot has an argument as to who established the Tfilot. Are the Tfilot Keneged Korbanot, or are they Keneged Avot? But that's only true by Shachrit Mincha Marif. By Musafim, nobody suggests that they're Keneged Avot, it's only Keneged Korbanot. And that has Nafkaminot Halacha, including whether you can daven Tfilat Musaf as a Tfilat Nidava, the answer is no. And whether you have to repeat when you make a mistake, and whether you can have Tashlumim, all of those are affected by the fact that Tfilat Musafim is Keneged HaKorbanot, and therefore it has much more strict rules associated with it, versus the other Tfilot, which are also Keneged HaVot, and they're Rachmininu, they are Rachamim, and therefore we have rules that are dispensations regarding that because of that. Okay, Ulu Vidui Parim. How do we know that Vidui Purim is only done during the day? Dalif kapara kapara mi Yom Kippurim. We have Gzer Shova kapara kapara for Yom Kippur. From Yoma, you remember this, that there is a parallel between the Purim of Yom Kippur and the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur and the Par Kohen Mashiach. We learn a lot of halachot back and forth between them. Titania Gabi Yom Kippurim. By Yom Kippurim it says, V'chiper ba'do ba'ad beito. B'kaparat ha'dvarim ha'katub midaber. That's talking about Vidui. How do I know it's talking about Vidoy? Why don't we say it's talking about Kaparat Dam? That he does the Kaparat by doing the sprinkling of the Dam of the Zayot of the Par. That's V'chiper Bado Bad Beito. So the Mara says here, no, it's B'Kaparat Dvarim HaKatub Mitaver. So, how do you know it's not Kaparat Damim? Because it says right afterwards, V'Shachat Et HaPar HaChatat Asher Lo. The Shechit is done afterwards. So, V'chiper Bado Bad Beito can't be talking about the Dam because you don't have the Dam yet. You haven't shechted the animal. So the chipar v'adov ad beito must be talking about vidoy. So that's one. V'chapara b'yom ha'mahu. And kapara can only be done during the day. Dechtiv, because it says by Yom HaKippurim, b'yom ha'zeh yechaper aleichem. So just like by Yom Kippur, the chipar v'adov ad beito is subject to b'yom ha'zeh yechaper aleichem. And that v'chipar v'adov ad beito is vidoy. So the vidoy of Yom Kippur must be during the day. So too, that's the kapara, kapara, that we learn from here, by Yom Kippur to the kapara of the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Par Kohen Mashiach, teaches you that they also, the vidui of those two korbanot, can only be done during the daytime. Ulu vidui maser, dechtiv, amart lifnei Hashem lakecha, bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayit. That is, in every of the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, in the 4th year, which is the year after the first 3, and in the 7th year, you do vidui maser in Pesach, which is you take out all the masrot from the previous 3 years that you haven't given yet, and you have to distribute them and take care of them. And then you say vidui maser. So how do we know that the vidui maser must be done during the day? So we quote from the Pasha vidui maser that's in Pashat Ki Tavo. And then it says v'samech lein, and right afterwards it says hayom hazeh Hashem lokecha mitzavecha. So I am commanding you on this day. So even though it's not necessarily talking about the vidui maser, nevertheless, that Hayom Hazeh teaches you, the juxtaposition of Hayom Hazeh to the Vidui Maser teaches you that Vidui Maser is done during the day. The Smicha L'Shechita, you have to have during the day, Dichtiv, because it says, V'samach, V'shachat. So you have a correlation in the pasuk between the smicha and the shchita. Not only the fact that, according to some, that you have to do shchita, take off the smicha, that you have to do the shchita immediately after you do the shchita, but there's also the fact that the pasuk mentions both of these verbs in a single pasuk allows us to correlate between them. Because it says, with regards to this, Samach Yado Al Rosh Korbano. And then afterwards says, Vishachat. And then he will shech the Korban. And how do we know that Shechita has to be done during the day? Because by Shechita it says, Vayom Zivchachem. On the day that you do your Zevach, on the day that you do the Shechita of your Korban. Ule Tnufa, how do we know that wave offerings can only be done during the day? Dichtev, Bayom Hanifchem et HaOmer. On the day that you wave the Omer. But Bayom, during the day, the Hanafa is done. Ule Hagasha, how do I know that the bringing of the Mincha to touch the corner of Mizbeach is also during the day? Ditgish the Tnufa. Because there's a Hekesh, a connection between Hagasha and Tnufa. Dichtev, says, Vlakach HaKuim Yad Ishad Minchata Kinaot, it's talking about a Sota. He'll take from the woman's hand the minchata kanot, ve'inif, ve'hikriv. He does a wave offering with it, and then ve'hikriv is that he brings it. Hikriv here doesn't mean he puts it on the mizbeach, that he's being makrivit, like haktara, but rather, hikriv here means that he brings it close to the mizbeach. He touches it to the corner of the mizbeach. So you see here, there's a ve'inif, ve'hikriv, are juxtaposed, and based on that, we have a limud, that just like hanafa or tnufa is during the day, so too, hakravad, hagasha is done during the day. Now, what about the other items of the Mishnah? Melika, kmitza, ulahaktara, ulahazaya. All these items, again, we defined them before. Melika is the way that you do shchita on an oaf. Kmitza is the equivalent of shchita for a mincha, which is that you take the fistful off of the korban mincha to put on mizbeach. Haktara is the placement of the komets on the mizbeach. And hazaya is the sprinkling of the dam. How do I know that all of those items can only be done during the day? Dichtiv, biyom tzavato et bnei Yisrael. That's at the end of the Parshiyot HaKorbanot, at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Over there, it says, biyom tzavato, on the day that he commanded him about all the korbanot. So your korbanot can only be brought, biyom tzavato lakrivet karbanehem, to bring their korbanot, v'chohani hakrivot karbaninu. And as Rashi points out, all of these items are part of the akrivat HaKorbanot. Because haktarat HaKometz is the placement on Mizbeach. And the Kmitza is like the Shechita, or the bringing of the Korban, and Haktara is placement on Mizbeach, and Hazayah of the Dam on the Mizbeach. All of these items are the Hakrava, bringing it to the Mizbeach, putting it on the Mizbeach. That's one way Rashi defines it. He says, Inami, all of these items are the facilitators of the Hakrava on the Mizbeach. Without them, you can't do the Hakrava on the Mizbeach, and therefore these are the defined items. What Rashi is trying to understand here, and Tosafot's doing the same thing, is why do I have to have a separate limud for shchita, for hanafa, and hakrava, or hagashat, which is the hakrava there, why do I have a separate limud for them, and then all of these items have a limud from Bayom Hakriv, that on the day that they brought the korbanot? Because Rashi says that these are either our hakrava, these are the things that go on the mizbeach, or come to bring it to the mizbeach, or they're facilitators of it. The other items are not ma'akev. Tnufa, the wave offering, is not ma'akev. Smicha is not me'akev. Shchita can be done by a zar. So all those items are not me'akev, quote-unquote, the korban, and therefore they need their own limud to teach you that they have to be done during the day. Olashkayat sota, for the sota to drink, atya Torah Torah. You have a gzera shava Torah Torah. Ktivacha v'asalaka kohen et kol ha-Torah azot. Uktivatam, and it says there, apia Torah asher yirucha v'ala mishpat. Ma mishpat bayom, afkan bayom. Just like mishpat can only be done during the day, so too, the hashkayat sota, giving the sota to drink, can only be done during the day because it says Torah there and it says Torah here. How do I know that mishpat can only be done during the day? Because it says, biyom hanchilo et banav, on the day that he gives the inheritance over to his children. So that is a din in mishpat. And biyom hanchilo teaches you that only during the day is there mishpat. We are fiat ha'egla, the breaking of the egla's neck, the egla arufa, amrei de Rabbi Yanai, because by egla arufa it says kapara. It mentions that it is a form of kapara. As I said before, it is a way to shield Bnei Israel from the wrath of God until they find the murderer and they bring him to trial. So in the interim, they bring the egla rufa in order to protect them. And it says over there, v'nichaper lahem adam, that'll be a kapara. And since there's kapara, it's dome lekodeshim. It's similar to kodesh. And just like with kodeshim, we said before, they can only be done during the day, so too, the egla rufa can only be done during the day. Utarata mitzora, dichtiv. It says by the mitzora, zotia tarata mitzora, biyom taharato. On the day, he becomes to be mitayer himself. So this during the day, the tarata mitzora can only take place during the day. Kol alayla kashir l'ktzirat omer. How do we know this? Damamar k'tzira b'sfira b'layla b'hava b'yom. Because the k'tzirat omer is at night. The sfirat omer is at night. The havat omer, the bringing of the korban omer, is during the day. Now this has a big nafkamina l'alocha. Tosafot jumps on this, and this is the source of the position of Tosafot versus the Bahag. The Bahag believes that a person, if they don't count at night, can count during the day. Now, it's the Bahag, the girsa that is in the Bahag is that if he doesn't count at night, he can count during the day, and he can count during the day even with a brocha. Some of the girsa don't have the word brocha in it, others have the word brocha on it. Many of the Mishonim misquote the Bahag, and the Tosafot here on the bottom of Chaf Amibet also misquotes the Bahag as saying that if you don't count at night, you can count during the day without a bracha. That's not true. The Bahag says you can count during the day. Either the Gur says that he didn't mention bracha at all, but implied is that you could make a bracha, or he explicitly says, the Bahag that we have Girsot of the Bahag that have it saying that you can make a bracha. So the Bahag believes that you can do it at night, and if you don't do it at night, you can do it during the day. Why? Because there's a Mishnah in Menachot that says, Ktsira ta omer balayla. Ktsira ta omer is at night, like we said over here. And, bidyavad, if you didn't do Ktsira at night, it's kasher bayom. You could do it during the day. So if Ktsira ta omer can be done at night, and bidyavad, it can be during the day, so too by Sfirat omer. Sfirat omer, which is connected to Ktsira, can be done at night. And if you didn't do it at night, you could do it during the day. That's the shot. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara according to the Bahag. And that's the Mishnah in Menachot. Tosafot takes issue with this Bahag and says he's wrong. The mitzvah of Sfirat Omer is only at night. How do I know that? Our Mishnah right here. Our Mishnah says, Kol alayla kasher l'ktzirat Omer. Only nighttime. What happened to that Mishnah in Menachot? He says, you know what? It's a machloket ha-mishnayot. The Mishnah in Menachot thinks you can do it during the day. The Mishnah over here says you cannot do Ktzirat Omer during the day, and that means you can't do Sfirat Omer during the day. And why do we pass them like this Mishnah over the Mishnah in Menachot? Because this Mishnah is a Mishnah of Piske Halacha. It's going down one by the next and saying that all of these things are such that, and we pass them like Halacha, like all of these items in the Mishnah. So since it's Stam Mishnah, that is, Aliba de Hilchata, therefore we're going to give precedence to this Mishnah, even though the Mishnah in Menachot is in its Makom. That's the Makom that we talk about Omer. Nevertheless, we're going to give more Chashivut to the Mishnah over here. And therefore we end up with a machloket between the Bahag and the Tosafot. The Bahag believes that if you don't count at night, you can count during the day, even with a bracha. On the other hand, Tosafot says you can only count at night. If you don't count at night, you cannot count with a bracha the next day. If you want to count during the day, it's fine, but you can't count with a bracha. This is also a derivative of the fact that they learn the word tmimot differently. The Bahag believes tmimot means that you must count every day. If you miss a day, then you're out. You can't count anymore. So he says you can count night and day because the word tmimot has nothing to do with the particular day. It has to do with the full 49 days together. On the other hand, Tosafot learns the word tmimot to say each day of the counting should be a whole day. So you should count as early as possible on the day in order that it's tamim, that it's a full day. But there's no requirement of tmimot, meaning for all 49 days. And therefore, Tosafot says, if you miss a day, then you're not out of counting. You just count the next day. Tmimot is not about all the 49 days. It's about each particular day that you should do at the beginning of the day at nighttime. Only at night can you count. So that brings us to the compromise that we make, which is that we say that you should count at night with a bracha. If you forget to count at night with a bracha, then you can count during the day without a bracha. Without a bracha, because we're choshesh with the shita of Tosafot. On the hand, we count during the day because we're closest to the shita of the Bahag, who says if you don't count on that day, you won't be able to continue counting. So when you count during the day, mimonav shach, the next night you can continue counting. According to the Bali HaTosafot, counting the day is nothing. But according to the Bali HaTosafot, if you miss a day, you can keep counting. So no problem to count the next night. And then for the Bahag, Bahag says you have to count during the night. If you don't count during the night, you can count during the day. So if you count during the day, you get a full count and you can continue to count. If you miss a whole day, according to Bahag, you can't continue. But counting during the day for him is considered to be counting. And that's how we deal with it. If a person forgets to count at night, they count during the day without a bracha, and then they're able to continue counting from that point forward. Now, I'm simplifying all of this, the machloket between the Bahag and the Tabalei HaTosafot. You should know that there are many different shitot amongst the Geonim as to whether you can continue counting, can't counting, only if you miss the first day. If you can miss a day, can you make it up by counting the previous day and that day on the next day? All different shitot within the Rishonim. And we're bringing down the distilled version, which is the two main shitot, the Bahag and the Tosafot, which actually have nafkamina lalacha for us about the way that we deal with Sfirat HaOmer. All right, now the remark continues. Zaklau, Davar Shmitzvot Vayom, Kasher Kol Hayom. This is the principle. Anything that has a mitzvah during the day, it's kasher all day. So Zaklau, like Tuei Mai, the Bavli always asks this question. Whenever a Mishnah says Zaklau, the Bavli's not saying, oh, Zaklau means, here's the principle. The Mishnah says already, if it says this, the principle means coming to include other items. What's Latuye Mai? Latuye Sidur Bazichim Siluk Bazichin. I'm going to teach you that you can put the Bazichim, which are the frankincense that go on the Shulchan of the Lechem Apanim, that are put on and then taken off to be put on Mizbech, to be Matir the Lechem, that they can be put on during the day and taken off during the day. Could the Rabbi Yossi? And that's like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Dani Rabbi Yossi, Mes Sileka de Yishana Shacharit. You take the old bread or the old Bazichim off in the morning. The Sider at the Chadash Arvit, and then you brought the new ones on, not Arvit at night, but in the Arbayim in the afternoon. Ein b'kachlum, that's not a problem. Uman emi kayem, then what am I going to do with the pasuk of Lefanai Tamid? It says you have to have Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid, that the Lechem Panim have to always be there. Shalo yehi shulchan below Lechem. That's the girsa that we have here. If you look in the Gemara Menachot, the girsa is more meduyak, which is Shalo yalin shulchan below Lechem. Just means that you can't go overnight without the shulchan having Lechem on it. This is basically a machloket about what the word tamid means. We have a machloket between Rashi and the Rambam with regards to Neirot, the menorah, and the Mikdash. What does the word tamid mean there? We have a machloket Tanaim between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim as to what the word tamid means here by the Shulchan HaPanim, by the Lechem HaPanim. So by the Shulchan, the Chachamim say tamid means continuous, all the time. So that means when you put on the new, when you take off the old bread, you have to be putting on the new bread. Basically, they slide the new Lechem Apanim on as they're sliding off the old Lechem Apanim. They put the new Bazichim down as they take off the old Bazichim, because it has to be continuously in that manner. They learn Tamid as being literally, every moment has to be that way. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi over here is saying the word Tamid doesn't mean every moment or continuous, it means every day. It means a regular frequency, a regular interval. So Tamid, every single day there's Lechem on the Panim. You can't go overnight without there being Lechem Apanim there. Sometime during the day, there's not lechem on there. That doesn't change the fact that it's tamid. Every day or every night, there is lechem on the shulchan. Every moment, no. But every day or every night, there is that case. That's why Rabbi Yossi learned the word tamid over here. Belayla, davar shmitzvah to belayla kasher kol alayla. Mitzvah that's at night is kasher all night. Latuye mai. What does that come to include? Latuye achilat psachim. Comes to tell you that you can eat the korban of Pesach all night. Ugdelo k'rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanyu. Says, Vachlu et basar b'layla azeh, that they ate the meat on that night. Am Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nemar kan b'layla azeh, on this night. V'nevel halan v'avarti ber tzitzayim b'layla azeh. It says, God went through Mitzrayim on the night of Makat Bechorot. So b'layla azeh, mal halan ad chatzot. When was Makat Bechorot? Midnight, that's b'layla azeh. Avkan, so too, Vachlu et basar b'layla azeh means ad chatzot, until midnight. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you must complete the Korban of Pesach by midnight on the night of the Seder. And our Mishnah is against that position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, saying that you can eat the Korban of Pesach all night. And as Tosfot points out over here, Mikol Makom Nira, the Aloha, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It seems the Aloha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because we have a Stam Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim that supports his position that only until Chatzot, as well as the Mishnah that we say every morning in Korbanot, at Ezu Mikoman, the last Mishnah in the Perek says that the Pesach is at Chatzot, the Pesach is until midnight. So all of these seem to support the fact that the end of the mitzvah of Achilat, Korban HaPesach, is until midnight. And therefore, Tosafot says over here, Vim Kain, Tzarich Lemaher Le'achol Matzah B'Leilei Pesachim Kodem Chatzot. You have to make sure to eat the matzah before Chatzot. V'afilo matzah Shel Afikoman. And even the matzah of the Afikoman has to be eaten before midnight. Shrei Chiyuv Matzah B'Zman HaZeh Avedo Raito. Because the mitzvah of matzah today is Min HaTorah. Ava behalel shacharach fikoman, Dalel, that's after the Afikoman. Ein lachmir. You don't have to get that in before Chatzot. Kokach shari mi derabononu, because that's only a din derabonon, that's not a din deoraita. That's Tosafot's interesting for a number of reasons. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. You can go back to the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim and discuss it. First of all, he's calling Afikoman, it seems, deoraita. When you're ready, Yotzei, the mitzvah of matzvah, deoraita, when you eat at the beginning of the meal. There are shitot amongst the Rishonim that the Afikoman is the main achilata matzah. And that's the one that Yotzei, the mitzvah, deoraita with. And the earlier matzah is not. And you have to discuss why or how that works. But Tosafot clearly says here that you have to finish through the Afikoman before Chatzot, because we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that's our practice today, which is to ensure that we finish up the Afikoman by Chatzot like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, we'll stop over here. With that, we end the parak. Hadron alach, hakorei lemafreya.